Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington as well. Presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit Crop Metcalf to join their team. Joining our team right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotlines, our pal Dave Richard, fantasy football expert at CBSSports.com. Good morning, Dave.
Morning, gentlemen. How about those Redskins, huh? Pulling off a big win last week.
Yeah, you know, they did it with, you know, offensive fireworks, right?
Maybe they did it with a little bit of defense, but, you know, they say take a picture, it'll last longer. That's what Haskins was doing right before the game ended.
It counts. All right, so Dave, I'm not a hardcore fantasy guy. These guys are. I'm assuming, maybe I'm wrong, that Lamar Jackson is he the biggest point getter this year in fantasy football leagues, or am I wrong about that because quarterbacks are discounted typically?
Well, he's not your typical quarterback. He runs like a running back, right, too, and then he gives you some passing yards on top of that. So it's him and it's Christian McCaffrey right at the top of the list. It depends on your league scoring system. In PPR leagues, McCaffrey far and away ahead of Lamar Jackson. But in non-PPR, it is Jackson at the top of the list.
And then where did Jackson go in general in most leagues?
Well past the midpoint of the draft.
That's
in
crazy.
Some leagues, he went undrafted.
Undrafted, in my league, I picked him up.
That's crazy.
Isn't it crazy?
It's
crazy.
Wild.
But look, I listen, I'll be fully honest with you guys. I wasn't a huge believer in Lamar Jackson. I thought that I saw his film from last year. His throws were all over the place. I was worried about him staying healthy. I wasn't sure that this scheme that they were using was going to work so well. But I did acknowledge that he was worth taking late just for the early season schedule, just to see what happens. But I was into other quarterbacks ahead of him. Now, of course, I'm not. And there is a team that I have, one of my leagues, where I do have Lamar Jackson as my quarterback. And, of course, I'm headed to the playoffs and everything's looking good with Jackson. I do wish I was on that bandwagon and telling people, hey, draft Lamar Jackson with a 9th-round pick. Just do it. And then everybody would be on the way to the playoffs in their leagues.
All right, we got a bunch of people that want to give you a question here, 800-636-1067. But here's a tweet from A Boogie, Jared Goff or Deshaun Watson.
I'm going to go with Watson, and I think it's pretty easy at this point. I think it's easy to drop Jared Goff.
Too.
There's just no reason to trust him. He's playing Arizona. So what? He's just not playing well at all. When the offensive line breaks down in front of him, he gets scared. And Deshaun Watson's got a terrible matchup against the Patriots, but Deshaun Watson doesn't get scared when the pocket breaks down. In fact, he starts running. And I wonder if that's going to be a part of his game that helps benefit fantasy managers this week.
Dave, can I start Kenny Golladay tomorrow with any sort of confidence? His numbers and targets have all gone down since Driscoll's taken over for Stafford.
Yeah, and think about the time when he had a good game. It was against Chicago. It was with Driscoll. I'm talking about with Driscoll. Obviously,
yeah.
With Stafford, he had plenty of big games. But with Driscoll, all it took was one play. It was a deep ball for a touchdown. It wasn't an easy play by any stretch. Golladay was pretty covered, and then at the end, he separates just a little bit, high points the ball, and comes down with it in the end zone. That's almost what you're rooting for with Driscoll or David Blau, who could end up starting if Driscoll's not ready to go. It makes it hard to feel good about Golladay, but he's the only Lion, especially if Blau is under center. I guess Bo Scarborough counts too, but he's the only Lion you can fully trust right now.
I had to pick up Penny because of Carson, and you were a seer. You told me after my draft that when I sent you my team list, you said your running back spot's kind of thin. It's borne out that way. What do you think happens in the Monday night affair between Carson and Penny with Carson's fumbling woes?
I think the Seahawks coaching staff just can't quite quit Carson. I think that they just love the way he plays, the physical nature of his game, but they can't have all these fumbles that he's got. And these are mistakes that could cost them, especially in this game. So they've talked about giving Penny more work. It's one of those things I feel like I need to see to believe, but at the same time, I'm more than happy to have Rashad Penny on my bench, especially if I've got Chris Carson in my lineup. Carson's the one you start. Penny's the one you just wait and see on.
All right, let's bang a bunch of these calls. Of course, we've got a ton of people lined up here. Let's go to Rod in Fairfax. Hey, Rod, what's up, buddy? You're with our guy Dave Richard from CBS Sports.
Good morning, guys. Ryan Tannehill or Josh Allen? And should I start the Pittsburgh D against Cleveland this week or pick up something else? Thank you.
But if you can find the Jets or the Eagles defenses, you can start them ahead of the Steelers. And I actually think that the Eagles defense could be a league winner for people. They've got a really nice schedule the rest of the way, and their defense has been playing better ever since their secondary got healthy. It's about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Ryan Tannehill is the one I would start ahead of Josh Allen. Ryan Tannehill, believe it or not, is a top 12 fantasy quarterback for me this week, ahead of Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Matt Ryan. When's the last time you saw a list that was good that had Ryan Tannehill ahead of Rodgers, Brady, and Matt Ryan? Usually that list is name a sucky quarterback, and Tannehill would be well ahead of
those
guys.
That's
crazy.
He's
been playing so well lately that you just got to give him credit, and the matchup against Indianapolis isn't that hard.
All right, let's go to Steve in Fairfax. Steve, you're on with Dave Richard.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Hey, Dave, I'm wondering, should I drop Golden Tate and pick up D.D. Westbrook in a half-point PPR, and should I start James White or Joe Mixon?
I'm going to go with Mixon over White, even in a half-point PPR. I just think that White's role just doesn't seem to be what it was last year. And I'm not ready to let go of Golden Tate just yet. I know that he's in the concussion protocol. If you're really desperate for a receiver, though, and you got to cut somebody, then cutting Tate for Westbrook makes sense. I just don't know if it's a guarantee that you're going to get Tate back when you look for him off the waiver wire next week, assuming you're in the playoffs next week. You know, the fantasy playoffs are right around the corner.
Yep.
Hey, I've got a dilemma. I've got Adam Thielen, and I've got two really good receivers in Godwin and Chark. I kind of like playing those guys, but I can go with Thielen over Devin Singletary. What would you do?
Thielen over Singletary? I don't know if I'm ready to do that. Now, I will be okay with Thielen over a bunch of players, assuming that he plays, but we're probably not going to have a really good idea of that until Saturday. I mean, you know, if he comes out in front of a microphone today and says, guys, I'm definitely playing, don't worry about it, my hamstring is fine, let's roll, then yeah, you can feel good about putting him in your lineup. But Singletary plays on Thursday. It's probably safer to go with Singletary over Thielen. And I probably would do that anyway, just because Singletary just gets, should get the ball a lot in that Buffalo offense. We'll see if he ends up doing that against the
Cowboys.
And
at running back, would you go Singletary over Jonathan Williams on the Colts?
That's a close one. Those two are both really good, and they're back-to-back in my PPR rankings. I would give Singletary the slight lead over Jonathan Williams, if only because he's playing on Thursday, and I like to roll with running backs playing on Thursday because usually they're going up against tired defenses.
Dave, is this the 3 or 4 week stretch that patient Devontae Adams owners have been waiting for all season long? He gets the Giants this week, the Skins, the Bears, closes out week 16 at Minnesota, and that defense hasn't been what it's been in the past few years. Do we see that Devontae Adams that people drafted him for in the first and second rounds?
Well, Aaron Rodgers has no choice. This is his only target. Now, you can talk about MVS and Geronimo Allison and Alan Lazard and Jimmy Graham. If you really want to go out and defend that guy, good luck to you. But they're all making mistakes, and there's a reason why Aaron Rodgers seems to be leaning more on his running backs in the passing game than anybody other than Devontae Adams. Adams is the only target that he seems to have trust in. And I think the Packers are going to be in a bunch of high-scoring games because their defense seems to be falling off. So, yes, I do think this is the stretch for Devontae Adams, but I am a little bit worried about that Week 15 game against Chicago. I think that'll be a tough one for Adams.
All right, let's go to Jacques in Bristol. Hey, Jacques, what's up, buddy?
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Yeah, you too, bud.
Same.
Hey, question is this. Do I start Devontae Freeman? He's back this week, or I now collect Steelers running backs because I have them all, and do I start one of those over Devontae Freeman?
Yeah, I think Freeman is the one to go with if it's PPR. If it's non-PPR, it's a little bit closer, but we'll have a good idea about whether or not Freeman is actually back by today. He'll probably either be questionable, and they'll just have that as just, I don't know. A lot of teams like to list players as questionable, even though they know they're going to play. Or what I'm hoping for is that they don't have him on the injury report at all, and we can lock Freeman in the lineups now. His role in the passing game is a big deal for Atlanta, and I would expect those catches to rack up and his numbers to be okay.
Dave, I bought a very cheap AJ Green lottery ticket. Is it going to pay off at some point?
You know, I think it's worth holding on to A.J. Green through Friday. And if I wonder if A.J. Green just didn't want to play with Ryan Finley, because he knew what we found out about Ryan Finley, which is that he's absolutely terrible. And now that Andy Dalton is back under center, maybe A.J. Green will say, you know, I'm feeling all right, and he'll go back out this week and play. But he's got to practice first. If he goes through a week's worth of practice and by Friday the Bengals say he's going to play or he's questionable, then, yeah, your lottery ticket is going to pay off. But if it comes to Friday and he's still ruled out, or if he gets to Sunday and he's inactive, you can cut him. It's just not worth hanging on to A.J. Green, even though you may have invested a high draft pick in him. You're probably better off just finding somebody off the waiver wire.
Oh, I didn't. I scooped him off the waiver wire for a piece of trash.
Ah, so that's perfect. That's the way to do it.
Because I like to gamble sometimes, Dave. You know that about me. I like to gamble.
All right, let's go to Travis from Suffolk. Travis, what's up, buddy? You're on with Dave Richard from CBS Sports.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Need a flex. Robbie Anderson, Curtis Samuel, Cole Beasley, or Randall Cobb?
Wow, those are actually some interesting options, and I'm really going back and forth between those last two because Cobb has been playing great. Let's go with him against Buffalo. Randall Cobb just continues to get good work, and last week was actually a down week for him. And I think that Dallas is going to find I think something's up with Amari Cooper. He just can't separate from quarterbacks like he used to do. And he's got a tough assignment this week with Tre'Davious White on his hip. I think you're going to see Randall Cobb and Michael Gallup get a lot more work. And those guys have gotten more targets in the last couple of weeks than Amari Cooper has anyway. So Cobb is the one that I think is the best for your fantasy lineup.
I know that Dave Richard from CBS Sports and CBSSports.com is ready for the speed round. I hope the listeners are too. There's no hesitation, no small talk allowed, no trade questions, no dumb questions, limited to one question, and no Bluetooth or speakerphones are allowed.
All right.
Those are the rules.
Let's go. Jake Fredericksburg, speed round, go.
Jacoby Brissett, Sam Darnold.
Darnold.
Bill, speed round, go.
Non-PPR, one quarterback, Jones, Allen, Murray.
Murray.
Chris, speed round, go.
Darnold or Wentz?
Darnold.
Darnold's on a heater.
Ron, Frederick, speed round, go.
Garoppolo, Allen, or Brady?
Allen.
Wow.
Let's go to Steve, Gaithersburg, right? Speed round, go.
Ingram, Gordon, Keenan Allen, Jonathan Williams. Thanks.
You only need one of those guys?
Sounds,
I would go with
Gordon. Yeah.
Gordon is it.
All right. Let's go to Steve, Calvert County. Go.
Odell Beckham, Tyler Boyd.
Beckham.
Dan Reston.
Matt Ryan or Jimmy Garoppolo. Hello. Happy Thanksgiving.
Ryan.
I love how they sneak it in
after.
I do
like it at the end, yes.
Let's go to Novell. Novell, what's up? Go.
Standard League, Reeves or Wilson. I'm from Olympia Fields.
Let's go with Wilson.
Does anybody care, Cakes? John,
makes me laugh.
Bristow.
I'm from Olympia Fields. That's where that comes from.
Go.
Matt Ryan or Kyler Murray. What's up, Cakes? Big John from MGM.
Let's go with Kyler over Matt Ryan. I like Ryan over the previous Garoppolo or Ryan. I'll take Ryan there, but I'll take Murray's upside over Ryan.
That's not the Big John that we know, is it? It's a different, Big,
different
John.
Big John.
Big John from the game, from your
from
poker.
MGM National Harbor.
This one from
spot.
Twitter, D. Shook, has to sit one, Dave, PPR League. OBJ, Evans, DJ Moore, Christian Kirk, or Edelman?
Kirk is who you're sitting. Not good.
All right. Kirk. Let's go to Chris, Springfield, speed round, go.
Derek Carr or Deshaun Watson? Hokies.
Isn't that a Watson. Dumb question?
It's a terrible question.
Yeah, it's
Derek Carr doesn't belong on fantasy lines.
Yeah, you're correct.
Luke Reston, speed round, go.
Carson Wentz, Josh Allen.
Allen.
Here's one from a Redskins fan, clearly. Is Darius Geis worth picking up, Dave?
He is, just because I'm waiting for him to get more opportunities. I think he's the more explosive back in Washington, and I want to see him run. And the Redskins' schedule isn't so bad. Carolina, Green Bay, Philadelphia. Philadelphia's going to be tough. But the next 2 weeks, I think he's got a chance.
Would you play him? You'd actually play him or just pick him up?
I mean, you'd have to be a little desperate at running back in order to do it. But you know, there's injuries and stuff.
Do you fade McLaurin? Do you fade McLaurin with the uncertainty of quarterback?
Listen, if they go back to Case Keenum, I'm going to run to get McLaurin because he did great with Keenum.
Yeah.
So I almost hope that they let Dwayne Haskins rest his rest.
Let's go to Jim. Speed round, go.
Drew Brees, Deshaun Watson.
Brees.
This one from Sam. Tannehill or Daniel Jones rest of the year?
Tannehill.
PJ, speed round, go.
Snell Jr. or Larry Fitzgerald?
If it's PPR, it's Fitzgerald. If it's non-PPR, it's Snell.
And let's go to Chucky in D.C. Hey, Chucky, speed round, go.
Haskins or Andy Dalton? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, you should hang up and prepare to lose.
Yeah. Your season's over, sir.
One more here from Jason. Non-PPR, 2 of 3. Devin Singletary, Jonathan Williams, or Bo Scarborough?
I'm gonna sit Bo from that group.
Sit Bo. All right, you know I lied. Let's do one more. Let's do Drew in D.C. He got in. Drew, speed round, go.
Bo Scarborough, Rashard Penny, or Marquise Brown. Need one, standard.
It's going to be Bo Scarborough.
Bo Scarborough, there you go. All right, Dave, thank you. Have a great holiday, my friend.
Thankful for you guys. Good luck in your leagues this weekend. Hope you crush it and make the playoffs.
All right.
Hope you're right.
Thank you, brother.
Same to you, Dave.
All right, guys.
Yep.
All right, good stuff.
I saw Dave. He's very transparent. He tweeted at Dave Richard, and if he didn't get through, tweet him. He tries his best to answer your questions. He tweeted his records in all of his leagues.
He did, yeah. Yes.
And when you put it all together, it's about 500. I mean, it's just the way it is.
It's a lot of leagues to be
like,
in.
I think he had like 4 leagues where he could win the trophy and then maybe 3 where he's pretty much out of it.
Yeah.
Right.
So maybe a little bit better than 500.
Hopefully he's doing better in his big money leagues.
Yes. You know. That's always the key.
Right. How's Cakes doing in his big money league?
Doing pretty well. Not as good
as I'd
like.
A lot of lamenting because Cakes does this move where
he'll... Are you even yet?
He does these moves where...
Yeah, a little in the hole.
He brings it up every week and he's like, who would you play? And then he thinks about it. And he's like, yeah, I should play that guy. And then last minute he goes to the other guy.
Look, I'm a notorious tinkerer. And I don't think it's anything that's ever going to change. I just need... I need to work on that.
Do you get final say on your team?
I have final say on the roster.
You do?
Yeah.
What was the catastrophic one you made? Like,
I benched Lamar for Gardner Minshew when Minshew went to London because every fantasy pundit said play Minshew, and I outsmarted myself, which I know is tough to do.
Always go with your best player.
And I sat Chark at the last minute for Westbrook, and Chark went nuts and had 2 touchdowns. Yeah. I overthink everything.
All right, we got best-selling author, Washington Post columnist John Feinstein on a Wednesday. He will join us at 9, but next we will get back to the Washington Capitals. Alan May, Caps analyst.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From NBC Sports Washington, joins us on The Junkies. All right, join us right now on the Maps for Us hotline. It's our pal, Alan May, Caps analyst. He's driven by Dulles Motor Cars in beautiful downtown Leesburg and DullesMotorCars.com. What's up, Alan?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Happy Thanksgiving to you. How will you spend your Thanksgiving? I know you got grandkids now.
I'm going to a buddy and his wife's house this Thanksgiving, so my kids are actually on a cruise with their mom. So
nice.
I didn't get invited for some reason. Yeah, maybe it has something to do with being an ex-wife.
Yeah,
sometimes that happens.
That's usually a dagger.
Yeah. So is the protocol like for being a guest? Do you just show up with a bottle of wine? Do you cook a side dish? What do you do there?
I'm Canadian. I don't show up with anything. I just show up. No.
He's a celebrity. He's Alan May.
Come on, true. When you're Alan May, you don't bring
you
Jack.
You can't go empty-handed.
You know what he's bringing? He's bringing Alan May.
Yeah.
In the past, I brought wine, I brought, you know, some pies, you name it. So I usually show up with something.
Are you decent in the kitchen? Can you do anything? Can you whip anything up, Alan?
Yeah, I'm a pretty good cook. You know, I didn't get married till I was in my 30s.
Right.
And so I had to fend for myself. So, you know, I'm pretty good. My kids prefer my cooking, so.
Hey, Alan, when you were, you know, during your playing days, especially with the Caps, did you squirrel away, like, your per diem money, your meal money, and eat, like, cheap, and then just stash that money until the end of the year?
Hell no. I know a couple guys that did that, but I never did that. But I used to love the per diem money. We used to have a bonus pile of cash as well, and then, you know, there was a lot of different ways to make money, but I didn't feel a need. I loved to go to the steak dinners on the road with the guys. Or a great dinner with the guys. It was always fun. That's, you know, the biggest thing when you're done playing is you don't get as many laughs. And the things that we talk about when we're, you know, you're sitting around the table at dinner and you laugh and you're making fun of your coach, your teammates, whatever it is, each other, you know, everyone takes turns with the target on their head, you know, so you make a joke about someone, you're going to get it right back. And it might be a whole table of guys pile on you. Believe it or not, you miss getting picked on when the days are done.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, we've been actually talking to hockey guys the last week or so about roommates. Who were some of your roommates on the road, and who was the best, who was the worst?
I had here at the Caps, I had Dino Cicerelli. I had a backup goaltender named Jim Rybak. Al Iafrady, which was an absolute nightmare.
Why
was he a nightmare?
Yeah.
Well, the guy smoked cigarettes with the filter off, and he thought he was Andrew Dice Clay. He used to light a cigarette with a cigarette.
Right.
And then he'd order coffee at midnight, and he'd wonder why he couldn't sleep. So,
right.
Needless to say, he had some asterisks thrown at him. He got beat up a couple times. You name it. He took a beating. He was built like an NFL tight end, but he pissed me off like I was the biggest NFL tight end ever. So, yeah.
Is he smoking only like when he's drinking, or is he smoking like every day? I mean, it's just a terrible habit for anybody, let alone an NHL player.
Fastest skater at the NHL All-Star Game. Fastest skater, hardest shot. And I think he lived on coffee and cigarettes, and I think he still does. Because whenever I see him, he'll go to me. Because, you know, most you can't smoke anywhere other than outside in front of people. And he always says to me, hey, let's go smoke. And that means I'm going to go with him and listen to him and watch him smoke. try to be where the smoke's not getting to me.
But right. Alan, that's clearly from a bygone era. If you had to guess how many current NHL players smoke cigarettes, it's got to be like 1% or less, right?
It's got to be very close to zero. It was completely different back in the day. Everything was different. Look at, you know, you get in a car with a cab driver and they're smoking. So everything's changed. Used to go to restaurants, bars. I remember coaching in Virginia 10 years ago. I guess it was about 10, 11 years ago. And I couldn't believe that people were still smoking in restaurants and bars, because in Texas and California, where I lived, I hadn't seen cigarettes in forever or been around them in forever. So completely way different world back then.
All right, here we are, Alan. I guess we're basically at the quarter mark, 25 games played. I think we're tied for the NHL lead in points, right, with Boston with 37. Got to give them an A at this point, right, if you gave a report card a quarter way in?
Well, you know what? I don't know if they're going to give them an A. They're doing so incredibly well in the standings. They're now second overall in the National Hockey League, first in the Metro. They're tied in points with Boston, but Boston has won fewer games.
Right.
Stylistically, they're still not. They still haven't figured out like an exact style that they're going to dominate you with. And I'm looking at this as a coach. I bet you Todd Reirden isn't happy with everything he's seeing all the time. You need more consistency. I mean, you need all four lines going at the same time, all three defensive pairs, you know, working it. So, you know, I guess an A would be the easy thing to say. I'd say maybe an A minus, because they definitely have some tweaks, and if you saw Brian McClellan, any of his interviews yesterday, you know that they still have, when he speaks and says our defense pairs aren't quite right, no one's grabbed the third spot, the second pairing right D, we haven't had enough consistency out of Jensen or Dudas, I understand what he's saying because I'm looking at it with the game where you want guys to be flawless, but they have the great thing about this is that they have so much more potential in what they can do this season. And when they really put their minds to it, I think they can be such a dominating team and have a long spring after the regular season is done.
Seems like they're getting production from so many different guys, but who are you looking at that could give them a little bit more offensively?
Well, you want to see the third line. You want to see it get healthy. When Carl Hagelin gets back, you want to see it with Lars Eller there, and you want Nicholas Baxter back on the top two lines. You need production on a third line on a more consistent basis. Lars Eller's been playing incredibly well. He's been playing the game so hard. He competes for pucks, but you haven't had enough out of the wingers. Ponick was injured, started off slow. Eller's, you didn't have Eller for a little while. Because of the suspension and all the lines were elevated, the centermen were elevated. So you want to see Richard Ponick get on a streak. You want to see whoever's going to fit on that third line. Is it going to be Ponick and Hagelin? That line has to be something. I remember when Lars Eller first got here, and he had Connolly, he had Smith-Pelly playing at the top of their games. And that line was very formidable to play against. And the year they won the Cup, they had great production out of that line. Andre Burakovsky was there a little bit. So you want to see some out of that line. The third line has to be more of a domination line, in my opinion, a line that does a little bit of everything. And then the fourth line, once the third line's all settled and everyone's back in the lineup again, we saw how good the Dowd could be on the fourth line as the centerman. And whether it was Leipzig on the fourth line, left wing, and Hathaway on the right wing, that line's provided a lot of energy. So I think it's right now it all falls in with the third line and the second pairing of defensemen.
Joined by Alan May, Capitals analyst, driven by Dulles Motor Cars in beautiful downtown Leesburg. DullesMotorCars.com online. Alan, give us some intel on tonight's opponent. The Panthers are at Capital One. They're 12-7-5. And look who's leading them in goals with 11, former Cap Brett Connolly.
Well, they're a team that's taken a little while to figure out what their coach wanted to do. And Joel Quenneville won 3 Stanley Cups in Chicago, and it was by being an aggressive coach, a team that plays really fast, getting the defenders to move the puck, back check fast, get a lot of shots, crash the net, 5-man cycle, which is 5 guys playing like the Harlem Globetrotters inside the offensive zone, defensemen going down to the net, and not really having set positions inside the offensive zone. And it's taken them a little while, but now that they've got it, you know, they're starting to score some goals, and their players, their offensive players, you know, a lot of times when you change coaching staffs, and I thought their style of play the last few years under the past coach, Bob Bugner, was very primitive. It was kind of hockey for dummies. They sat back, played way too safe. I didn't feel like they played to win. They played to not lose. And to me, you can't go very far doing that. And they've had to get a lot of that thinking out of their game. And now that they're going Joel Quenneville's way, they're flying. They're going to be very tough. They're going to be a very hard team to play against with the rest of the way now that they're figuring out and having fun. And you know, they're adapting to Joel's style.
Hey, just to switch gears for a moment, I know that you enjoy bashing the Cowboys. What do you expect to happen the rest of the season here? They're 6-5. They have a game, of course, on Thanksgiving against Buffalo. They have the Eagles trailing them. What do you expect to happen with the boys?
Oh, I expect their coach to keep making bad decisions as he's done every single game. It feels like his entire coaching career. And you look at that, when Troy Aikman's getting on his old backup quarterback for a play caller, you know that there's a problem. And if there's a problem outside the team, there's got to be a problem within the team, within the players. So I still see a collapse there. Dak Prescott, you know, he does great things every game. But the decisions that are being made around that team all the time, I just think that the Eagles will be the team to beat if they can stay healthy.
All right, Alan, have a happy Thanksgiving. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Take care, guys.
Yep.
All right,
man. Alan May, driven by Dulles Motor Cars, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, and Subaru. Experience the Dulles difference in beautiful downtown Leesburg and DullesMotorCars.com. He's in Dallas. He's lived in Dallas for many, many years.
Right.
So he's like kind of two places, and I think he might actually be in Nashville now a lot of the time, too. So he's
nice.
He's a nomad.
It's not really bi-coastal. I don't know what you call that when you're in Texas and you're here after that. And then you throw in Nashville.
Man, I think his home was
he's
Dallas.
A roamer.
I think his home was Dallas for many years, but he was working here for NBC Sports Washington, previously
right.
CSN. That's where he's making his money, and then he'd, you know, make trips to Dallas when he could.
I'll tell you, I want to go to Nashville. I know. I'm going to predict. I'm going to go to Nashville before Jason.
You probably will.
I think you will.
He promised his wife that he would take them and whatever. I want to go to Nashville.
He did a whole romantic thing. Like he had some sort of like scavenger hunt at the end of the scavenger hunt.
No, I don't know if it's romantic. He just printed out a picture of Marcus Mariota.
I think he just did that. He had nothing else.
I think he had a couple of clues along the way. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's called not having a gift and improvising.
But it was something elaborate. And then at the end of the rainbow was this coupon book or whatever that said, hey, we're going to Nashville.
I'd like to go to Nashville, but the problem is I don't think it's great like for taking kids, like young kids.
No, I think it's you take your wife on like a long weekend.
Yeah, your kids are getting older.
My kids are getting older, but I still have
college. Another one's going to be in college soon.
But I have a 10-year-old.
Yeah, that's the one where you get somebody to watch her for a couple of days.
Yeah, you get a sitter.
Yeah, I want to go to Nashville. I think that's the spot. I want to see all the local
performers. I want to see some
live music. I get psyched.
I know.
See, but I already told Kelsey, who's in Prague, that she's going to babysit overnight her little sister when she gets back so I can go see Norm MacDonald.
Hey,
Holly
JP,
Casino,
thanks. And she's getting a sitter.
And then pull the overnight there.
I like poker.
I'm going to do Final Cut. Going to go see Norm MacDonald.
It's a great night.
Maybe do a little gambling. Solid. And then chill. The only thing that sucks about it is I'm going to have to wake up at like 8 and then drive to like Manassas or something for a pregame show.
Gotta make that money, JP.
Pays the bills.
This is brutal. My wife just sent me a picture of this letter we got from... I no longer get ESPN the magazine anymore, right? Because and I love the magazine. You know I love it. I literally got every episode, every issue.
Big ESPN the magazine mark.
I love it. Pwned Sports Illustrated. Way better, but you know, everything's digital now. So that's going away, but because I had a subscription, and I don't know for how much longer, I'm now going to get National Geographic instead.
What a downgrade.
I'm going to use that for friggin' toilet paper. What am I going to do with National Geographic? Honestly, Valdez, I know what you used to do with it when you were younger.
What do you mean?
What am I going to do?
Never used it for that.
What am I going to do with National Geographic, Cakes?
I don't know. You can learn about the country Chad. Your brother Chad, God. The country
Apparently,
Chad.
Apparently, they're all owned by the same, I don't know, parent company or something. Right. And so to round out my subscription for ESPN the magazine.
You know what you're going to learn about? You're going to learn about like the Great Barrier Reef off Australia.
We're going to open it.
I won't open it. It'll never happen. Yeah.
They look good on shelves. Like my mom in our kitchen.
Not putting
you know
on any
shelf.
Look smart.
She has them kind of on a shelf. Like
put
display.
Them on a coffee table.
What am I going to put up?
I mean, they're probably 20 years old.
I put up Encyclopedia Britannicas too. Not doing that.
Sure, your mom still has the encyclopedias.
She has the old world books.
You guys used to have encyclopedias in that
family. Collier's? Was that
any good?
I mean, it helped me do some book reports back in the day.
Right.
Hopefully in a landfill somewhere now.
Yeah.
I mean, who has an encyclopedia? By the way, Wikipedia, stop asking me for money. I'm never giving you money. Just take ads. It's tilting me. Just put ads on your stupid website. I'm never sending you any money.
Yeah, it's not happening.
Thank you.
There's a long list of places I will never send money. Have you ever sent money to Towson?
Never.
As an alum?
Never. Never shipped them $1.
I haven't sent to my
what are you gonna do?
Temple Law all the time. I see something from Temple Law, I just rip that up quickly.
You gave them money when you went there.
Yes, I did. I gave them plenty of money.
Exactly.
All right, if you want to chime in on anything, phone number is 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Remember, if you miss any portion of today's show, you can rewind up to 24 hours with the Radio.com Rewind feature. Just download the app. Put it on your phone already. Get with the times.
It is a great app. I actually used it yesterday, so I had to pick up my son from Churchville. Yeah, one of his teammates drove him back from Marist, and he lives in Churchville. And, you know, I lose JFK right around Laurel.
Mm-hmm. You mean 106.7 The Fan?
Yes.
It's only been rebranded that way for years.
Well, it's still WJFK.
Sure.
So I lose it right around there, and I just go right to the radio.com app, stream it through my phone or whatever, and boom, I'm right on. It's silly.
Very good.
Love it. Love that app. All right, I wanted to mention to you guys, I saw the story. I always love to check the Daily Mail for their wacky stories.
I never know what to believe from the Daily Mail.
I believe most
of
these.
Legit?
I feel like they're legit. Yeah, it's not
like sometimes they have really wacky stories that seem very shaky.
I mean, some of them it's clickbait, but for the most part, I think they're real. Okay. So this story is about a woman. Her name is Teresa Hansen Smith from California. And she suffers from, oh, Jesus, where'd it go? I want to give you the name of the condition here. Of course, now my computer's locked.
Now it's going to be something I'm going to worry about getting.
No, I think you're just either born with this or you're not.
Okay.
She suffers from aquagenic urticaria. You know what that is, Cakes?
Aqua means water. I know that.
Pictures?
Genic? An extremely rare condition, aquagenic urticaria.
Water.
She's allergic to water.
Really?
Which is brutal. Hmm. So if she gets it, if her skin touches water at all, she develops a rash. She suffers migraines. She develops a fever. She hasn't been able to play sports. And she, you know, drinking things becomes difficult. She has to only shower twice a month, and it must be really quick. And I'm thinking, well, how does she keep herself clean?
Well, how does even more important than that, how do you keep yourself alive if you're not taking in water?
I don't know.
Maybe she can't drink it straight. She can drink like
a mixer, like
juice.
Cranberry juice or something. I don't know. I have
no
idea. A
lot of coffee. A lot of excuses to drink coffee.
She drink milk.
She has to be driven around campus in a bus or whatever, or a car, because she can't sweat. Because if she sweat, it sparks a flare-up.
She can't Montez?
She can't Montez.
Hmm.
She can't even take a sip of water.
And where does she live?
California. Poor
she
thing.
She needs to move to a cold state.
They say this condition is thought to affect less than 1,000 people worldwide. And then they're showing her, poor thing, they're showing like her skin. And this is probably after a shower.
She might need some lotion.
She gets rashes.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or hives, else it gets the hose again.
Migraines. I can't even imagine.
It's a terrible affliction.
Did you ever see that movie? It was back when we were growing up, the kids, about the bubble boy or whatever. Not from Seinfeld.
It was like it was a made-for-TV movie.
It was made for TV. I want to say maybe it was John Travolta in it.
I think he might have been in it, yeah.
Did you see that?
Yes.
This is like back in the day when there were only three or four channels.
Yeah,
so
sure.
We were like 7 or 8 years old. This is a big deal.
Yeah, he couldn't. His immune system was acting, so he couldn't go outside of his bubble.
I remember that movie kind of haunting me at the time. I mean, it's just a terrible story for that
worse,
woman.
Worse but this girl is cute. Here's what I was thinking. Would you date a chick?
I love how EB goes, but this girl's cute. Like, if she wasn't cute.
By the way,
you're comparing it to the boy in the bubble or whatever.
No. Worse than the boy in the bubble.
You were talking
and
about.
Worse than her.
I know where you're going.
Bubbling a big poker tournament.
Oh,
finishing out the bubble is way worse.
Right. I thought you were going to go with those.
It's way worse.
Shows you how much he's caring about this second.
Yeah, he doesn't care at all. He just wants to get in the zing.
I thought Cakes was going to go to his typical
zing. Come on, Abby. You should help me out with that.
You usually bring up the people that age in reverse.
Oh, progeria. It's a horrible condition. It's awful.
She has to take 9 antihistamine tablets a day to keep her symptoms.
That's what you need right
at
now.
Bay. I know I sound really clogged up,
I'm
right?
I'm kind of nasally too.
It's terrible.
Time of year.
Actually, I think I got worse yesterday. I was getting better and then I got worse.
By the way, my son dragged me yesterday for the bags. He's just like, Dad, your baggage is big time.
Yeah.
I just felt terrible.
Yeah. There's nothing you could do because they're
what can I do?
It's filled with allergy.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess.
You probably buy some cream.
Big pollen sacks right here.
Like,
you
my
might be
eyeballs.
Able to like knock it down a little bit with some
I'm not
eye
worried
cream.
About it. What am I going to do?
Yeah. Well, I know that.
It does look like sometimes like
my mom actually had
face.
Surgery to get rid of hers.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think it would help you because you have allergies. Like, they're all puffy because of.
Yeah, I'm just puffy.
Allergies.
Puffy and bloated.
I'm not sure it would help you. But here's what I was thinking. This girl's cute. She's 21. Like, Adam would be psyched to date her. I mean, it'd be a home run for Adam.
She's out of Adam's league.
Yeah. She's out of Adam's league, for sure. But would you date a chick that can't shower? She could only shower twice a week or twice a month with the quickness. So I assume she's just using wipes.
I mean, I'd like to say.
To clean her body.
I guess. I don't know.
Are you dating? She got to be stinky.
I'd like to say I'm deeper than that, can handle all of those hurdles, but the answer
is
no.
You could handle an odor?
I can't. Not just that, just everything else. You got to worry about her not having water, touching water.
I don't even know what she can drink. It's a great question. What can you
maybe
drink?
Maybe she gets IVs.
Does she milk have water in it?
She can't sweat.
Yeah, milk definitely has
so
water
that means
in it.
Sweat. You can't sweat on her.
When you're hitting skins?
Right.
Well, let's be honest.
Yeah,
how often is that?
Yeah,
how often is that really sweating?
Yeah.
I mean.
Probably need to hit skins for more than 5 minutes. Yeah. Start sweating.
Yeah, I mean, to get us to work up a real sweat, you got to be really getting after it.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to, let me see. Let's go to JP calling from San Antonio, Texas. JP, what's
hey,
up,
what's
buddy?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hey, first of all, happy Thanksgiving to y'all.
You too, bud.
Same deal.
Big fan, y'all. Hey, I just wanted to talk about my experience when I was in college. I mean, I just graduated last May, and my experience getting a job during the season, being yeah. back home from college.
Yeah.
So my freshman year of college, I got a job with Under Armour. Ooh. And that was the easiest
nice
year I've ever had to do in my life. I got paid to do to stack boxes and whatnot, but I got a 50% off discount minimum. Minimum. So what I have a huge family, so people would text me. They would get these orders and get shoes, shirts, one off for 10, $5. It was insane.
No wonder my stock is cratering.
And
but you were getting seasonal jobs, or you just worked there while you were going to school?
No. So it started as a seasonal job, yeah, and it was while I was in school too. And they asked if I wanted to stay. I said, yeah, why not? But the thing is, I didn't do anything when I went into work. They had these scanners that they gave to employees, and I was the designated shoe guy. I had these scanners. If I was working on a Sunday or a night shift and there was a game on, I'd go to the back, I'd find a chair, I'd sit between the shelves, and I'd just watch the game on the scanner. And while doing this, I'd rack up all this gear, 50% off on top promotion. So say, you know, their sale is 40% off, employees get another 50% on top of that.
That's pretty good.
So not only did I benefit.
What do you do now? You graduated college from where, and what do you do now?
Well, I went to Texas State, then San Marcos, so about an hour from San Antonio. And, now I got a full-time IT job with this food company, but I actually commissioned the Air Force in May, so I'm just waiting on my orders.
Okay, best of luck.
So, but actually last year, so I quit Under Armour, and the following holiday season came up. I was like, man, I kind of missed my discount. So I applied to the North Face. I got a job with the North Face, and they also had a 50% off discount for employees.
The North Face.
Yeah. I showed up for one shift, and I bought about $3,000 of stuff online.
As a scammer.
That's all he is.
He's a big-time scammer. I like it.
Well,
I like
why are you
hustle.
Blowing so hey, much
well,
money?
The thing is because, you know, I knew I was going into the military. I was like, you know what? Let me just not do this job, and let me spend time with family while I'm still here at home. And I bought so much gifts for families and stuff, and you know, everyone has North Face and
he's
Under Armour.
He's got silly parkas yeah, all over his house.
Yeah, my mom bought an $800 parka for like $300. It was insane.
Couldn't pass up a deal.
Hold up, you worked there for a day?
I it was supposed to be a seasonal job, and I went in for a shift, and I walked
made his order and then rolled out.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. So genius.
All right. Well, best of luck in the Air Force, dude.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving, pal.
Thanks for listening.
Yep. Y'all too.
All right, man.
I think he's about to start another story. We just had to cut him off. I mean, what are we going to go? 9:05?
Scam King.
Yeah. The upset was that he didn't play me.
That's
off
true.
His game.
That's true.
All right. Do we have John Feinstein coming up next?
Of course we have Feinstein coming on.
All right. Good.
We'll talk to the best-selling author, Washington Post columnist, next here on The Junkies.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.